Today from the Ohio Newsroom, small town pride in the paranormal. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Each Friday of October, we are exploring the spooky side of Ohio. This Freaky Friday, we are taking you to the most haunted village in Ohio, Waynesville. The quaint village is known for its rows of antique shops, its sauerkraut festival, and its ghosts. The small Southwest Ohio village isn't shying away from its spooky reputation. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
The Hamel House Inn is completely booked up this October day. Whitney Fordyce is tending to the lunch rush. Her ponytail bobs as she darts from table to table, topping off drinks and taking orders.
Hi, how are you?
She says it always gets this busy around fall, and part of that has to do with the guests that don't check in to the 200-year-old inn. This is said to be one of the village's most phantom-filled buildings, and the historic bed and breakfast is embracing it.
It's definitely something that we go to, that we think about, especially during slow season. It helps. Every little bit of the haunted type of thing helps. It really does.
It helps that the restaurant is a stop on the local ghost tour. And when the tourism slows in the winter, their five bedrooms will be full of ghost hunters trying to contact the dead. Paula Ditko helps to create ghost tourism like this all around Waynesville.
This place, the whole town is haunted. It's not a couple buildings. I always say we have an extra layer of hospitality that you just can't see.
From the supposed ghost cat that roams its streets to the apparition that appears in the upstairs window of an old tea room, there's just something about Waynesville that Ditko believes makes it prime for the paranormal. Perhaps the town's slower pace of life, she says, suits the ghosts.
People still run tabs at the grocery store here. Like, it's still very old school. We slow things down here. So they can stay in their way of life, kind of.
More than just giving goosebumps, Ditko says the town's ghost stories help local businesses, like Hamel House, by drawing people in. And it plays a real hand in preserving the small village's history. Each of the ghost tours is hosted by the local history museum.
We have a children's room. Now this, for some reason, there's a little ghost that comes in here a lot.
Of course, the museum itself is supposedly home to spirits, but board president Linda Morgan doesn't mind. She says the museum doesn't get any state or federal funding, and it's completely volunteer run. So talking about its darker history helps to keep the lights on.
We don't want to turn into some kind of ghost mausoleum type. We're really a museum, history museum. But it pays the bills. And people always have fun and they're not scary.
She hopes the tours get people excited, not just about the terrifying, but about the village's positive contributions, like its connection to the invention of the Stetson cowboy hat and the Underground Railroad.
There's some interesting people that came from Waynesville or lived here that contributed to the world, not just this little town.
Between the money from the walking tours and its ghost hunting classes, the museum actually has the funds to restore another historic Waynesville site, the village's first firehouse, which has fallen to disrepair. Ditko volunteers with the museum. She says they're resurrecting the old structure into a community gathering space.
It's like we're finally like taking a deep breath, like, okay, now what more can we do for the community? We've made it. We've got a little cushion. What more can we give back?
It takes a lot of help to keep the small village's history alive. So they're thankful for the boost from beyond the grave. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Waynesville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.